Last time we were talking about coming home for Christmas, talking about the many, many people who are crowding our roads and our bus stations and our trains and our airports because they've decided I'm going home for Christmas. But you know, it could be that you're not too sure how welcome you would be back home. It could be that there have been some estranged feelings. It could be that you feel like, oh, I don't think I better try that. I'm here to tell you that God is a God who works miracles. And it could be that those that you've had the falling away with could be forgiving, and you could be forgiven. And Christmas is a fantastic time to experience that. Let me read a little story to you to help you to understand what God has in mind when He wants you to come home to Him. Pappy was a pleasant-looking old fella. He had the whitest hair, which he kept neatly cut and combed. His eyes were blue, though faded with age, and they seemed to emit a warmth from within. His face was quite drawn, but when he smiled, even his wrinkles seemed to soften and smile with him. He had a talent for whistling and did so happily each day as he dusted and swept his pawn shop. And even so, he had a secret sadness. But everyone who knew him respected and adored him. Most of Pappy's customers returned for their goods, and he didn't do much business, but he didn't mind. To him, his pawn shop was not a livelihood. It was just kind of a welcome pastime. There was room in the back of his shop where he spent time tinkering with a group of just little precious items, things that he had collected, and often he would go back to this back shop and just kind of tinker with those things. In fact, he referred to this back area as Memory Hall. In it were pocket watches and clocks and electric trains, and there were miniature steam engines and antique toys made of wood, tin, and cast iron, and there were various other obsolete trinkets as well. Now, spending time in Memory Hall delighted him as he recalled many treasured moments from his past. He handled each item with care, and sometimes he would close his eyes and pause to relive a sweet, simple childhood memory. Now, one day, Pappy was working to his heart's content, reassembling an old railroad lantern. And as he worked, he whistled the melody of a railroad tune and reminisced about his own past as a switchman. It was a typical day at the shop. Outside, the sun illuminated the clear sky, and a slight wind passed through the front screen door. Whenever the weather was nice like this, Pappy kind of kept the inner door open. He enjoyed the fresh air almost as much as the distinctive smell of antiques and old engine oil. As he was polishing his newly restored lantern, he heard the tinkling of his bell on the shop door. Now that bell, which produced a uniquely charming sound, had been in Pappy's family for over 100 years. He cherished it dearly and enjoyed sharing its song with all who came to his shop. Now, although the bell hung on the inside of the main door, Pappy had strung a wire to the screen door so it would ring whether the inner door was open or not. So, prompted by the bell, he left Memory Hall to greet his new customer. Well, at first he didn't see her. Her shiny, soft curls barely topped the counter. "Oh, how can I help you, young lady?" Pappy's voice was jovial. "Hello, sir." The little girl spoke almost in a whisper. She was dainty, bashful, innocent. She looked at Pappy with her big brown eyes, then slowly scanned the room in search of something special. Shyly, she told him, I'd like to buy a present, sir. "Well, let's see," Pappy said. Who's this present for?"
"My grandpa."
"It's for my grandpa. But I don't know what to get." Pappy began to make some suggestions. "Well, how about a pocket watch? It's in good condition. In fact, I fixed it myself," he said proudly. The little girl didn't answer. She'd walked to the doorway and put her small hand on the door. She wiggled the door gently to ring the bell. Pappy's face seemed to glow as he saw her smiling with excitement. This is just right, the little girl bubbled. Mama says Grandpa loves music. Just then, Pappy's expression changed. Fearful of breaking this little girl's heart, he told her, I'm sorry, Missy, that's not for sale. Maybe your grandpa would like this little radio. But the little girl looked at the radio and lowered her head and sadly sighed. No, I don't think so. In an effort to help her understand, Pappy told her the story of how the Bell had been part of his family for so many years, and that was why he didn't want to sell it. The little girl looked up at him and, with a giant tear in her eyes, sweetly said, I guess I understand. Well, thank you anyway. And suddenly, Pappy thought of how the rest of the family was all gone now, except for his estranged daughter, whom he hadn't seen in nearly a decade. Why not, he thought. Why not pass it on to someone who'll share it with a loved one? God only knows where it'll end up anyway. So as the little girl was walking out the door, Pappy responded, wait, little lady. Pappy spoke just as the little girl was going out the door, just as he was hearing his bell ring for the last time. I've decided to sell the bell. Here's a hanky, blow your nose. The little girl began to clap her hands. Oh, thank you, sir. Grandpa will be so happy. Okay, little lady, okay. Pappy felt good about helping the child. He knew, however, he would miss the bell. You've got to promise to take good care of the bell for your grandpa and for me, too, okay, he said. He carefully placed the bell in a brown paper bag. Oh, I promise, said the little girl. Then she suddenly became very still and quiet. There was something she'd forgotten to ask. She looked up at Pappy with great concern, and against all other thoughts, she asked in a whisper, how much will the bell cost? Well, let's see. How much do you have to spend? Pappy asked with a grin. The child pulled a small coin purse from her pocket and then reached up and emptied $2.47 onto the counter. After briefly questioning his own sanity, Pappy said, little lady, this is your lucky day. That bell costs exactly $2.47. Now, later that evening, as Pappy prepared to close up shop, he found himself thinking about his bell. Already, he had decided not to put up another one. He thought about the child and wondered if her grandpa liked his gift. Surely he would cherish anything from such a precious grandchild. At that moment, just as he was going to turn off the light in Memory Hall, Pappy thought he heard his bell. Again, he questioned his own sanity, and he turned toward the door, and there stood the little girl. She was ringing the bell and smiling sweetly. Pappy was puzzled as he strolled toward the little child. Well, what's this, little lady? Have you changed your mind? No, she grinned. Mama says, it's for you. And before Pappy had time to say another word, the child's mother stepped into the doorway, and choking back a tear, she gently said, hello, Dad. The little girl tugged on her grandpa's shirt tail. Here, Grandpa, here's your hanky. Blow your nose. And obviously, that is the story for Christmas. It's the story of what God wants us to do. No matter how long we've been away from Him, and maybe even no longer even knowing how to pray, God may be using this Christmas season to invite you back home. Because the Heavenly Father did the same thing for you that Pappy did for the little girl. He's offered his most precious thing, and he paid for it with his own precious son. He's paid for your way back home for Christmas. That's exactly what the Lord has done for you. So you see, the Father's gift of his most prized possession brought back his wandering child. As Pappy gave away his bell, his daughter came back to him. And so too, God's greatest gift of his most prized possession, his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, was given to bring you back to him. Why don't you come home for Christmas? Why don't you simply say, I've wandered far away from God, and now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. There can be no sweeter message that our Heavenly Father could hear during this Christmas season than to hear you say, Heavenly Father, I'm coming back to you. And then it could be that there is an estrangement in your family. It could be that God is using this little story of Pappy to help you to realize that, yes, Christmas is a time to restore broken relationships. It could be that you'll have to do what that daughter did and take the step back into the fellowship of the one that you've left. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you've done. I don't know how long you've been gone. But I'm here to tell you, God, in his loving mercy, will forgive you. And if God will forgive you, I'm sure those who love you will also forgive you. But it takes your decision to decide to come back home. You don't have to be lonely the rest of your life. You don't have to be lonely all of this Christmas season. For the Heavenly Father says, Christmas is a time for coming home. And as you realize that God sent his son away from home so that you could have a way back to his home, what a sweet Christmas story that is. Now that is the gospel. That is the good news. And I trust that this good news of the Christmas story will be good news in your relationship with the Lord, and good news in your family relationship. Because when the Christmas season is done, those who have humbled themselves and brought themselves back into fellowship with their family members or whomever they are estranged from, 2016 can become a year of excitement, a year of joy, and yes, a year of relief when you have turned your back on the past and forgiven those who have hurt you and allowed them to come back home as they turn their heart toward home. I trust that the Christmas season will be exactly that for you this year.